Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is visiting with J.C. Yaquo. At one point in the 2024 season, he was number one in the world standings in the team open with Buddy Hawkins. This evening, we get to visit with him following round four. He split first, second, third, and fourth in the team open. Hello, J.C. Welcome to the show.
How are you, sir?
Man, it's nice to meet you. Mandan, North Dakota. Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Indian Cowboy in the winner's circle in Las Vegas, Nevada at your first Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. That's got to feel pretty good.
You know, it's really cool, and I just remembered this. My Uncle Pete Fredericks, he passed away this year. They honored him tonight as the PRCA Cowboys that had passed away and made the NFR. He had made the finals in the bareback and the saddle bronc, so it's kind of cool to win this tonight, the same night he was honored here.
Oh, that is very interesting. Pete qualified for the National Finals Rodeo four times, riding saddle broncs and bareback bucking horses, and he is also a mentor of mine, and he was a commissioner and one of the charter members of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in 1976, and a ranching man and a gentleman. We love Pete Fredericks.
Yep.
Hats off that he was honored tonight in front of a full house like you were in a victory lap and got to circle the arena. Does it get any better?
I haven't found a better feel yet, so I can't say that there is, and I can't say that there isn't. So it was a great feel, probably one of my greatest experiences I've ever had. So just blessed and thankful that the Lord blessed me to be here.
I wish the listeners could see the grin on this man's face. He's looking at me. So that's pretty good. But it didn't this all happen tonight. Tell me your story.
I grew up in Oklahoma. I was born in North Dakota and raised until I was about 2 years old in North Dakota. And then we went to California for a little bit, and then we made home in Oklahoma. So I grew up roping there with my dad and my two brothers, and I've got an older sister too. So it was all, everybody always put into it and helped out. And so it was a good time growing up, being able to rope all the time.
Yes, sir. Did you come up through the ranks of junior, high school, collegiate? Tell us about college, if so.
I did the junior high rodeos for 2 years, and I high school rodeoed for 2 years, and also did the little britches, I think, for 2 years or 3 years maybe. And then I did go to college. I went to Oklahoma State College and went there for 2 years and got my associates in business. And so I got to college rodeo, made the college finals, and won second there. So I had a pretty good college career.
Have you done the Indian National Finals rodeo program?
No, sir. I've never done the Indian rodeos.
Well, we'd like to invite you to do so when you have time and get off
yes,
the road chasing a PRCA. It's a wonderful thing with lots of family and lots of fun. What made the difference in this 2024 for you to get over the hump, as they say, and to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo?
I'd say the win in Houston. I think if I didn't have the win in Houston, I'd have been in about the same spot I was last year. But that Houston win helped me jump forward to get to here this year.
What was the difference in your hand and in your heart that made the difference?
I think the Lord helped me every step of the way. You know, I went by myself all year was always going everywhere, and you know, he kept me awake at night and helped me get to all the rodeos, make it on time to all of them. So I think the Lord had a pretty big helping hand in all of it.
Well, I greatly appreciate that, and it does make a difference. And you know, there's a lot of things on this road and in the arena that you see his face or his hands.
Definitely.
I would like to ask you what you have learned that you can share with the youngsters or anybody from your age to my age that might help them in life.
Yeah. I think it's a heavy grind that you have to stay on when you start getting out here in rodeo. And you know, you can kind of get a little lazy and a little laid back with your rope, but you've got to just stay on the muscle, I'd say, and keep grinding hard and staying after it and trying to work harder than everybody else.
That's words of our champion, Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara, winning a round at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, representing the great Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara. Thank you very much, J.C.
Thanks,
have success.
Sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.